The age of 18 is a stressful transition period for all young adults, but particularly more so for those in foster care. As most periods of foster care end at the age of 18, these young adults are forced to establish themselves in new housing, often without any guidance. The CREATE Foundation is working towards providing these 18-year-olds with the support they need during this tough period, The Wise Samuel Bryan reports.
CREATE is an organisation which works to bridge the gap for young people who find themselves without a plan when foster care ends at the age of 18. Joseph McDowell is the Executive Director of Research at the CREATE Foundation.
When we did talk to young people who had a kit and we were able to compare their planning with the young people who didn't get the kit, significantly more of the young people who got this resource had a plan than those who didn't get the resource.
So ultimately, the kit itself has been successful.
Ultimately, it's been successful. Yes, we were hoping it would be the source of discussion between the young people and the caseworkers to give them something tangible to relate to when they're coming up with the plan, and then that the young person would have a copy of that as they moved forward so that they'd know what to refer to, they'd know which services they could access, they'd know how they could access them, so there'd be a lot of information that they would draw on. Certainly, we can say categorically that those with a kit were more prepared than the ones who didn't get the kit. Because having the plan has such an effect on the young person's confidence. When we looked across the life domain, that all those who had a plan were far more confident about venturing forth into the future, which is pretty harrowing when you think of a young person who's just left care at 18. But they felt more confident than the ones who didn't have a plan.
You've mentioned the issues with distribution. Has there been any ideas or discussion on how this issue can be rectified?
Yes, there are a lot of proposals. One thing has come through from South Australia as a result of the Royal Commission down there into the functioning of the child protection system. And they have indicated through a recommendation that indeed it would be very sensible for the government to share the relevant contact details with organisations like CREATE. So set up protocols, we have agreements in place so that the data will be treated confidentially and with respect. And that way, that information can be transferred. And I believe South Australia has actually introduced amendments to the bill that's before Parliament at the moment to facilitate this information sharing. So we would like to see all the other state governments follow suit and introduce the same type of information sharing, not only with CREATE, but across agencies and in other government areas to see what happened. And I think now that the information is pretty clear.
What do some young people experience as a result of a disjointed transition from care to independence?
Some young people have a really difficult time. The stories in some cases are horrendous. They've already had, in many cases, a very disrupted life in care. Some have numerous placements, moved from one place to another. So to just leave them at 18 and say, well, you're on your own, that's very difficult because the young people don't have the resources and in many cases the capacity to actually make those connections.
Do care and transition processes need to be different for Indigenous children?
Well, certainly there are other factors that we have to take on board with Indigenous children. For them, it is so important that there is a connection to community, that they have connections with their culture.
Shani is a young Indigenous woman who, after leaving foster care at the age of 18 and dealing with a number of confusing services, found herself homeless. Shani now works for CREATE and is passionate about making sure that other young people don't suffer the same experiences that she did.
Our voices do matter. We want to be able to make our own decisions as well, not just have people make them for us. What drives me to do stuff with CREATE is to make the care system a better place for not only the kids that are experiencing foster care now, but the kids that go into care in the future. And also Indigenous kids, make the care system better for them, because going into care, you get taken away from not only your family, but your culture. And white fellas don't really know the Aboriginal ways. And depending on where you're from, what tribe you're from, it's different. Making them culturally aware of not only Indigenous people, but other nationalities.
Shani from the CREATE Foundation, ending that report from The Wise Samuel Bryan.